Hello, everybody. Welcome to Greenlight Reviews, where we're going to talk about the movies, as we always do. My name is Les Roberts.
And I'm Ann Elder.
Today, Ann, we're going to review a film, kind of a small film in this day of spectaculars, with a very simple title. It's called Bernie.
Right.
This is a true story, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie is played by Jack Black. I've got to say right up front, he has never been better than he is in this film. He's absolutely terrific. He plays Bernie Tita. Bernie Tita was a mortician in a very small town in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew him. Everybody loved him. He was very, very kind to people. He was very supportive when somebody lost a loved one. He ran his children's chorus at the church. He was just a terrific guy. Somewhere along the line, he gets involved as a friend, really as an errand boy, as it turned out, with the town's least likable woman, Marjorie Nugent.
Also the richest woman.
Of course, that's the other thing. She is played wonderfully by Shirley MacLaine. He does whatever she tells him to. He has to be where she expects him to be. He drives her around. She makes him crazy. And the thing that makes him the craziest is that every piece of food that she puts in her mouth, she chews 25 times. Whether that's a piece of steak or whether it's green peas, she chews them 25 times. The other things she does make him crazy as well.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, and he couldn't tell you why he did it, he picks up a rifle and he shoots her in the back and kills her.
I think he just flipped out because he had had it with incessant demands upon him. And she was so mean-spirited, not just to him, but to everyone in the town. She was despised by everyone.
Then he doesn't tell anybody that she's dead. He
doesn't
tell anybody that he kills her. If you see this film, you'll know why he doesn't. People start to suspect him. Most people don't. Most people in this town still love him. Oh, Bernie's a great guy, especially since he's come into all this money. They don't know where he's gotten
it. Well, it's Marjorie's money. She was a very wealthy widow.
Oh, of course.
And she had tons of money that she turned over to him when she was alive, actually.
Yes.
So that he could pay the bills and so on. So he's handling her affairs.
Yes.
Even though, shall we say, she's being frozen somewhere nearby.
Yes. He's giving gifts to all these people and building playgrounds for them.
Oh, he's just a wonderful guy.
He is just a very, very sweet guy. But he is starting to look a little bit suspect, especially by the district attorney there, Danny Buck, played by Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, is he good in this?
He really is terrific. This is a guy who has made a living for the last 20 years, taking his shirt off. He plays a very solid Southern guy and a very relentless prosecutor. Of course, he winds up being the villain in the film if you happen to be on Bernie's side, except Bernie kills somebody. You know that going in.
But I think we have to say that the townspeople are all for Bernie getting
off. Oh, yes.
They couldn't stand the woman that he killed, Marjorie. So they don't care that she's gone. They love Bernie. That's the irony of this film. Much of the fun comes from the fact that the citizens of Carthage, Texas, are so much in favor of a guy who's a murderer.
The amazing thing about this film, by the way, it's directed by Richard Linklater, and he does a bang-up job with this movie. The most amazing thing about it, other than the performance of Jack Black, is that half the people in this town who are talking about Bernie and how much they liked him, they're talking right to the camera. They are the real, actual people who lived in Carthage.
Correct.
Of course, there are a lot of actors that are playing the larger roles, but you never really know whether these are real people or whether they're actors.
Well, I think he used a mix of local actors from Carthage and then the real townspeople, as you said.
Absolutely. And I was entranced every time one of these people came on the screen. Some of them were attractive, some of them were not attractive, some of them were elderly.
Well, they're very real, don't you think?
Very,
very,
very
real
much
kind
real.
Of Southern types and or rural Texas types.
Sure.
And they all have attitudes. Most of them are smoking. Oh my gosh, they have such great grainy faces. It's the real deal when you see these people. They're not just actors from Hollywood. By the way, the real Bernie is in prison. He will be up for parole in 2027. The real Bernie wanted to pay for his crime, and he was the first person, once he was discovered, to step up to the plate and say, okay, send me to prison.
I made a mistake.
I did the crime. I'll have to do the time.
Right.
Fictional Bernie, as played by Jack Black.
Yeah.
He's really a very sweet, fey, prudish character.
Oh, yes.
He's not at all the Jack Black that we have seen in some of the other movies where he's very bombastic and all over the place.
Right.
He's very restrained in this movie. I love Jack Black in another movie that he made a couple years ago called Holiday. I thought he was wonderful in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Jack Black when he puts the reins on his characters, as he does in this wonderful movie of Bernie.
Jack Black is wonderful when he plays a real person. When he's trying to be second string Jim Carrey, it doesn't work for me. But he is absolutely sensational in this. His performance is so perfect, it is so balanced. Even though you know that he has committed a murder, you're not mad at him.
No,
you're not. Really aren't.
I think if you're a fan of Christopher Guest's movies, like Waiting for Guffman or Best of Show,
sure,
you will truly love Bernie because it has some of those ingredients, the kind of offbeat film that Guest is associated with, and it certainly is prevalent in this movie with wonderful dark humor and its ability to capture the rural feeling of this East Texas town and how they rally behind their favorite son, Bernie, who has committed a terrible crime.
It's funny, though. These people are not dumb.
They're very incisive, didn't you think?
Absolutely. When they're giving you their opinion, they don't mess around. You don't guess what they're for and what they're against.
Right.
I was absolutely entranced by this movie. I couldn't believe it was that good. I'm telling all of you that it's not a major film. It's not being hyped like it should be. But I really, really urge you to see it. You're going to have such a good time with it, and you're not going to forget it. It's
right.
Not just one of those silly, dark comedies that you're going to laugh at and forget about by the time you get up the next morning. You're going to remember this. It's one of those really, really good films that's going to stick with you.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, Anne, I am giving it a very, very positive green light.
Okay, well, I thought that this movie will tickle your funny bone because of the wonderful mix of down-home and sophisticated humor. I want to spend a lot more time with Bernie. I think it's a great, delicious, dark comedy. Bernie rates a green light.
Two green lights for Bernie. We're going to be back and review another film very, very shortly. We hope you will join us. Until that time, my name is Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder.
And Greenlight Reviews hopes that you're going to be able to deliver your own good opinion the next time you go to the movies.